Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Tweet to Leader New Podcast, where we chat about realistic leadership theories. I am back with an amazing conversation with Jalees Keating, who is from Future North and someone who is a passionate individual. And we're continuing the conversation on youth. Youth are the now. They're not the future. And I'm going to continue to say that. They're the now, not the future. Stop using those contexts in your promotions and stop using those conversations, those contexts of saying in your speeches, please don't use it. They're the now, not the future. So we're going to take this conversation into supporting youth through empowerment. We talked about empowerment in our last episode, where we talked about the systems that happen that prevents youth from succeeding, wanting to push forward. But we're going to take this context now deeper into supporting youth as mentors, supporting youth into welcoming them into their respective communities. And so, Jalees, let's take the context of what is the role of a mentor, like from a general context, what is the role of a mentor, if you can describe it?
The role of a mentor is to guide.
Mm-hmm.
That's point blank, period, guide.
Yeah.
Guiding yeah. can mean teaching. But one thing I learned last week is sometimes teaching doesn't mean, oh, you have to do this, do it this way. Sometimes teaching means leaving something on the table and allowing the mentee to pick it up if they feel it's useful to them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I totally agree when it comes down to allowing, guiding you instead of telling them what to do. I feel like in society, we just say, oh, they don't know what to do. Let me just tell them what to do. Let me just show them, because they don't, I've been so seasoned in my role that they don't have they don't know what that means. So let me just give them, and then not listen. No, you don't know. Let me just say that. What do you think about those type of phrases and those type of mentalities of mentors who are doing that?
My first question is, how do you know what they don't know?
Yeah.
Like, telling somebody they don't know something, how do you know that? You don't know the time they put into understanding. You don't know the time they put into teaching themselves. A lot of people are self-taught in different aspects and different topics and all these things because they're curious. So telling them you don't know is discounting all the time they took to prepare or to gain that knowledge or all the books they read or all of the hands-on learning they did. So telling them, don't say that. Just leave it at that. Don't say that. Don't tell them. Ask them, oh, what do you know about this topic? What have you learned about this topic? Are you interested in this topic? What would you like to know? Those are as much easier, because then you not only learn what they don't know about the topic, but you learn if they do.
Yeah, that is so important. And you actually work at Future North, and I know that you have a huge role in mentoring youth. And so tell us a little bit about Future North, so that the audience can know what Future North is and what the work that you do, and then share a little bit about how Future North is being the mentor for young people currently. Yeah,
absolutely. So Future North started off as Sudbury CBYF, and we became incorporated, and then now we're a charity nonprofit that operates within the Sudbury Mount Tulin district, and we consider ourselves the bridge between youth and services that are made for you.
Yeah.
So our role really is to not only help improve services from the youth perspective, but also to help youth navigate those services in a way that's beneficial to them. Currently, as a role in the community as a mentor, we really want all youth to succeed and all youth experiences, not to only to be heard, but to make changes, like actual changes that they want to see across our district, because we understand how important the youth voice is, but we also understand the role that that anyone's lived experience has to play within our community, within our society, within any aspect of our lives that could benefit everybody, really.
And that's really good. We have so much mentorship programs out there that are supporting youth. My question is, how do these mentorship programs contribute to empowering youth? And what are some of the qualities to keep those relationships effective? Because I know sometimes young people, they can get bored and they can go into a whole different direction. So how do you keep the mentorship inspiring, engaging the young people? So yeah.
Well, what we do with Future North is we hold space. We
Yeah.
understand that youth have lives. That means that they're not always going to be able to engage. They're not always going to
Yeah.
have the time to come to whatever you want them to come to. Sometimes you have to go to them, and that's
Yeah.
perfectly fine. Go to them. Be willing to go to them.
Yeah.
But most
Yeah.
importantly, hold space. Hold space for them being present online, hold space for them being present physically, hold space
Right.
for their interests and what they want to learn
Right.
about and what they want to talk about, because being a mentor also means communicating, advocating for the youth,
Right.
and actually
Right.
showing up for them. You can't
Yeah.
always expect them to show up and be at your programs or where you want them to be if you're not willing to show up for them and support them.
Yeah.
And when they bring you an I don't want to say a problem. When they bring you a concern,
Yeah.
something that they're seeing in our community that brings them great concern that they want to make changes for, support them, connect them to your network, connect them
Yeah.
to other people that have that knowledge, connect them to community members that are able to support them as well. That's being a good mentor. And that's helping them stay engaged, because they might leave and they'll want to come back if you're really good at what you're doing, if you're really showing
Yeah.
up for them, if you're really supporting them.
Yeah.
They don't leave forever. Sometimes
No, they
life just
don't.
takes them on a different path, and they have to separate or cut ties, even if they don't want to.
That is so true. There was a saying that we should meet young people where they're at. And can you expand? What does that mean from a mentor perspective? Meeting them where they're at. And I know we talked a little bit about that, what that requires, but share a little bit from your perspective on explaining that phrase, because some people take that out of context. So let's try to educate our audience on that phrase.
Absolutely. Meeting them where they're at can mean a variety of things. There's a
Yeah.
variety of ways you can understand it. For
Yeah.
us, that means barriers to transportation. Okay, got it. No
Yeah.
problem. We'll come to
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Barriers in terms of mental health. What's going on? Can I help you
Yeah.
connect with somebody who would be able to help you in this time of your life, in
Right.
this moment where you need support? How can I show up
Yeah.
for you?
Yeah.
It's exceeding the expectation that most would put on themselves, but not
Right.
overdoing it. It's understanding the
Yeah.
boundaries and having the balance. Meeting them where they're at can mean you think you're up here, you're looking at them from like a penthouse view. Come to ground level. See
Yeah.
them eye to
Yeah.
eye. Don't look at
Yeah.
them from above, because that doesn't help you understand the situation you're dealing with, and that doesn't help them understand you either. So
No.
that's what meeting them where they're at really means for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that, and it's so important. And what is Future North doing in a local perspective to meet people, young people where they're at? What are you guys doing?
The first thing is going to them. Absolutely
Yeah.
every time. We go to them because Sudbury Manitoulin is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Sometimes you gotta make that 3-hour drive. Sometimes you gotta make that 2-hour drive. Sometimes instead of having the program in the downtown core or in a specific location, you gotta have it hybrid. You have to make it online
Yeah.
so that others are able to join in and participate and be a
Yeah.
part of it. Sometimes you have to go to them physically. Be there, create a
Right.
program that's for their community, go to their
Right.
community. So that's what it means for
Yeah.
us. And
Yeah.
not making ourselves seem as though we're above, because we're not.
Yeah.
We
Yeah.
believe that
Yeah.
we're all on this walk together. We're all on the same, maybe not the same journey, but we're all on the same
Yeah.
level. None of us know what we're doing
Yeah.
half the time. So
yeah,
I'm not above you. I may be a little older than you. I may be a couple years older, but that does not make me above you, because there are things that I can learn from someone who's younger than me, and I often do. So I'm not going to put myself on a pedestal or make myself seem like I'm higher than or better than. No, we're on the same level. Yeah. And we can walk this journey together until you decide, you know, you want to go somewhere else, and that's fine. But I'll be there. I'm coming to you. We're on the same level. I'm going to talk to you the way I would talk to anybody else. I'm not going to treat you like any different.
Yeah. And not treating them differently is so important, especially from local communities, local organizations who are trying to connect with local communities. Understand them. Don't pre-programming young people without having their voices. And I've seen a lot of those, a lot of things like that happening. I sat on the board, I would not name the organization, where the organization was making assumptions for youth. And they, instead of them getting consultations, they were calling their funders because they said, we have young people on the funders, and so we're serving them. I'm like, no, you're not serving your funders. You're serving the actual community. And so the organization, it went into a whole different, interesting direction. And it's because of them not listening to youth voices. So if you're a youth-serving organization, make sure that you are serving young people in order for them to come back, because they will speak about it. They will share about it.
Oh, but
and they will tell people not to do that. Yeah.
And for Regina, we have our youth expert panel, which essentially operates as our youth board of directors. And actually the co-chairs are part of our board of directors. So they're completely in the know. Full transparency. Yeah. They understand what's happening. They're in these meetings where we discuss budget. They're in these meetings where we discuss what we're planning. They determine what our next move is, or what our next project is. And they let us know how the project was and how they felt about it. They give us the feedback. Yeah. And they're made up of members of our community. I see so many people have programs, and the people who they're going to ask some questions, exactly what you said. They're not made up of members of the community. They have no idea what the needs are of the people around them. They're looking at, let's look at this study that was done in a different city and see if it'll work here. That works great for government and giving the government the information that they want. That doesn't work great for community.
It doesn't. So that is so important. For sure. And as we wrap up with this episode, one of the things that I always say, that if your actions inspire others to dream more, to do more, and to become more, then you're doing leadership. And that's the role of a mentor. It's to inspire, to give people more ways of actioning themselves to want to get out there and to want to serve and want to actually be involved. And that's when local communities and what communities need to do in general. So what quote do you have for us to end this episode? Or what tip or saying that you have for us in order to encourage our youth organizations, our local communities, our mentors who are serving young people? Yeah.
A good leader always knows how to serve. Leadership comes through servitude. I do not call myself a leader, and I don't think I ever will. But there's one thing that I will always do, and I will always serve my community. And when you don't know who's watching you, you don't know who's seeing what you're doing, and you can make drastic changes in someone's life just by being a great servant to your community. Servitude is so underrated, but don't allow anybody to stop you from serving those around you, and have good boundaries, please.
Have good boundaries. Yeah, please have good boundaries. That's so important, because it's really good that you can have people and youth involved, and make sure that you're making that connection when you have time to seriously invest time then. I want to be building that time. So
absolutely.
So we have another conversation, and we're going to deep dive into policy and guidelines that are created beyond people. So, listening audience, please stay tuned to our next episode that's going to go into that conversation.
All right.